raising thousands upon thousands of dollars. I believe that we reached six figures for the Chicago chapter of Wish Upon a Wedding, which helps bring weddings to people who have faced either an illness, a life-threatening illness, or something else that has some circumstances that drain their finances, mm-hmm. and then they apply for these opportunities. And
they give you a bride or a groom, too? Well,
wedding professionals in Chicago have all gotten together to donate their services for this, and my wife and her company have donated her services in the past. And it was a great night, and a great band, the Gold Coast All-Stars, were there. Danny Chameson always does tremendous work, and our friend Becca Kaufman, who was the MC and an award winner last night. And it was really a wonderful time for a wonderful cause. And man, I will say this about the wedding industry. They don't get to party very often because they're always working. So you know, the Saturday and Friday nights, the people, all the photographers and the caterers and all of the other musicians.
Getting it in.
Hey, they
it's like
know.
It's like industry night in the city, Monday nights.
Bar
people go
Monday
out.
Monday night. Mm-hmm. These are people who generally are making sure your party is as much fun as it can possibly be. But when they go hard, whoo, they know how to do it.
Good time to be had. You know, a lot of stress on your head.
Hey.
Get rid of it for a night or two.
People looking good. Done up. Professional makeup, professional hair, and lots of things pouring in all different directions.
I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad you and your lady had a good time last night. Everybody. You know,
when it's for a good cause, absolutely.
Every guy out there should take this advice, too. Man, date your lady. Date your lady. I know you guys look at each other every day like, oh, I hate you, you hate me. Let's just figure this thing out until we die. No. Take your lady out. Do some things with your lady every once in a while, like you used to do when you were courting her. I promise you that you will appreciate the returns you yield. Simple as that.
Hub Arkush joins us next. He broke some news today. He'll talk about that and more on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Just after 5 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. Tough, tough day in the world of baseball as the entire fraternity, players, front office people, ballpark workers, broadcasters, and fans lost one of the special talents and good guys with the passing of Roy Halladay. Halladay had recently purchased an airplane that crashed in the Gulf of Mexico with no SOS preceding it. Halladay was great with the media and in the communities that he pitched for and lived in, and of course was special on the field as well. Witnessed 203 career victories, an 8-time All-Star, a 2-time Cy Young Award winner, and who also threw both a no-hitter and a perfect game in the same season, that no-hitter coming in the playoffs. Halladay was just 40 years old. Turning to pro basketball, and the Bulls play up in Toronto in just a little bit. The season debut for Bobby Portis and his coach Fred Hoiberg. Well, he just wants Portis to play his game.
He's been out there on the floor in his first couple years in the league. And that's to go out there and play with great passion, play with great energy, run the floor for us, rebound at a high level, and go out there and follow the game plan defensively.
And one pro football note is the Bears today officially put tight end Zach Miller on injured reserve. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bolero's 4 stunning Chicagoland locations. Check out their inventive menu of outrageous eats and try their massive 5-pound behemoth burger. Visit them now at bolero.com and plan the perfect celebration today. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Chicago Fitness Partners. Are you in the market for home fitness equipment? Precor, homefitness.com.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkush.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkush.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
If Jordan Howard doesn't get the ball 14 or 15 times in the first half, I'm going to break at least two TV sets here at The Score.
Hub Arkush. Fish.
Habarcus, that's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Habarcus is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Hub is The Score senior football expert, editor of Pro Football Weekly, director of football content for Shaw Media, and on Twitter at Hub_Arkush. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Breaking some news today, Hub, out there breaking ankles and breaking news about what's going on with Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell. It's fascinating stuff.
It really is getting to be an interesting story. And what we've reported is that what allegedly started is Roger Goodell wanting to hold up on, but Jerry Jones wanting to hold up on Roger Goodell's contract extension because of concerns about his compensation has proven to be that Jerry Jones has decided he's had enough of Roger Goodell and would like to have him replaced. And it even goes so far as to two really good sources have told us that they've heard from people close to Jones that he's indicated he thinks Bill Polian would be a great choice for the job. Now, it's important to point out here, have not spoken to Bill Polian, don't know that he's aware of this. We're not suggesting that Polian and Jones have been in contact. All of our sourcing and reporting is coming strictly from the Jerry Jones side of the story.
Did Jerry Jones witness what happened with Robert Kraft and said to himself, I'm not going to go quietly? Is that why all of this is happening? This is a guy who's always going to let you know how he feels. Is this a little bit of that blowback as well?
You know, Jason, I'd only be speculating there. I know that he's reacted very differently from Robert Kraft. And I guess the most simple way to explain it is Robert Kraft took the high road, refused to get caught up in any of this kind of stuff, and went out and won another Super Bowl. Jerry Jones has decided to go after Roger Goodell. And so I don't know what's going on behind the scenes here. One of the ironies of all this is that Roger Goodell's a pretty easy target right now. I mean, he's on a long losing streak. and he did screw up the Ray Rice situation, the Greg Hardy situation. And it's probably not coincidental that Hardy became one of Jones's boys and eventually made enough more mistakes to get himself out of the league.
Bonnie Gate, right?
Bonnie Gate, I don't know that he screwed that up or not. I don't know if anybody's ever really, I know the New Orleans Saints have always been unhappy about it. But that's a different story. That one didn't get the polarizing effect, really, that Deflategate has gotten and that this has gotten. Although I don't know that this situation with Elliott is all that polarizing. I think the reality is that none of us really know. You know, I mean, whether he is guilty of abuse or not remains to be seen. The fact that he wasn't charged is not really relevant because there's a lot of people who commit crimes and don't get charged because they can't be proven in a court of law. Goodell's side of it, the league office side of it, is that they did their own extensive investigation and believe that there was some level of abuse. Elliott's had some other off-the-field issues that make him a less than sympathetic defendant. So I don't pretend to know the right or wrong of this, but I do know that, you know, to go after Roger Goodell, it seems kind of silly. Another issue that many owners are upset about right now is what's going on in Los Angeles. And the irony of that is that was Jerry Jones's deal, not Roger Goodell's. You know, Jones brokered that, and it's not working out so well with the Chargers. And then, of course, you've got all of the current stories about, you know, the whatever disruption and disillusionment in fans is being caused by the national anthem incidents. Roger Goodell has chosen to try and work both sides of it and see if he can make the players and the fans happy. Jerry Jones came out adamantly and said, I don't care about the players. And so it's just become one crisis and conflict after another. And according to our sources, you know, Jones probably is unhappy about lost TV ratings. He may feel strongly about taking one side and making players stand up. But at the end of the day, this all started over the Zeke Elliott fight. It started last fall when he tried to get Goodell to drop the investigation, and he wouldn't. And that is mainly what this is about.
So to the games now, and last night's Monday Night Football game with an alarmingly bad performance by the Packers, and the discussion that has ensued is Aaron Rodgers as wallpaper over problems that are more significant, and just how his talent had been covering up for some very serious deficiencies that other teams in the NFC North are now noticing.
You know, I think that's something that folks want to support, Dan, but I think at this point it might be a little overrated, because what everybody's ignoring is that there is a huge middle ground between Aaron Rodgers and Brett Hundley. Yeah. So, you know, I don't think that this team would be struggling as much as it is with a more competent replacement for Aaron Rodgers. So the question is, did they just misevaluate Hundley? Is Hundley close and ready to start being more competitive in the next couple of weeks? Yeah, they're having some issues on defense, but they've had issues on defense for the last 4 or 5 years that tend to come and go. And a lot of that is helped by having an Aaron Rodgers, by knowing that he's going to overcome your mistakes, by playing with a little more reckless abandon because you know you can afford to make a mistake. So there's bigger issues here. And you know, it's kind of ironic that, you know, fans get used to what they get used to. Packer fans are obviously clearly spoiled, and this threat of missing the playoffs for the first time since 2009 or 2008, suddenly they want to fire everybody, and that just doesn't make a lot of sense because there's still a lot of talent on that football team.
How many Josh Gordons are out there in the NFL that we don't know about because of his immense talent and his story, but a guy who said that he's been coping with a lot of things since he was in the seventh grade, I believe, and how he self-medicated before games and those kinds of issues. It's always, you know, it's always a slippery slope when you start talking about these things and not making sure that you're being as fair as possible to the clinical side of this. But how many of these guys do you think are out there whose story we haven't heard?
You know, Jason, I'd only be guessing if I tried to put a number on it, but I can assure you it's more than one. You know, Josh Gordon's not the only one. Now, how many, I just don't know, and I wouldn't want to speculate. But there are various levels of dependency among all human beings, and you know, football players and athletes are no exception. He is not the only one in the NFL with a dependency issue. He is probably not the only one in the NFL who's been known to take things either because of their dependency or because of a reliance on them and the belief that they can make them perform better. And I don't think it's a epidemic. You know, at least the teams that I'm close to, you don't see a lot of kids that you might suspect of this, but we know that there's more than a few out there.
I heard Mike Lombardi on earlier with Spiegel and Parkins, and they asked him the question, how many coaches in the NFL are true positive difference makers, that if you hire this guy, your team is better because you have him? He named three. He named Belichick, Pete Carroll, and Andy Reid. And I'm curious if that matches up with how you would answer that question.
Well, I think it's certainly those three over a long period of time. Now, if we can look at a little shorter window for basically four seasons, Bruce Arians was one of those guys, although he's having trouble right now. I think Mike Tomlin is one of those guys. When you look at his record in Pittsburgh, and I'm trying to race through as we talk because I hadn't really thought about the question before. But Tomlin is someone who definitely comes to mind. That is probably it for right now. Some people might want to put Sean Payton in that class. I would not. You know, Sean Payton's been struggling the last 4 or 5 years. Trying to look. Ron Rivera might be in that class. I know that sounds like a lot of local bias, but he won two NFL Coach of the Year awards in 3 years. And, you know, he won 15 games 2 years ago, had an off year last year, and in spite of a lot of injuries and a quarterback you can't count on, he's turning it around again. So he's a notch below those guys, but he's a guy who might be getting closer to being in that realm.
Tony Dungy was caught on the Dan Patrick Show thinking that the microphones were off and the camera was panning away, and they usually do that as kind of a, hey, look at the inside stuff scoop here we're getting, but they usually don't get anything. It's usually a guy just joking around. Tony Dungy intimated to Dan Patrick that Jim Irsay thinks that it's all in Andrew Luck's head. Quote, it's inside his head is what Tony Dungy said that he heard from Jim Irsay. How dangerous is that to start questioning the face of your franchise? And do you have to make a move if you do that? Because can he still be in that locker room and people not looking him sideways with that being out there?
Well, yeah, Jason, it's a really horrible thing. And I think there's a lot of blame to go around here. And, we've heard clearly from Tony Dungy that he believes he was off mic. And so shame on the, I don't know if it's the production people or Dan Patrick, whoever it is, but that stuff shouldn't happen. And that, risks folks willing to talk, you know, with you going forward. Then you move to the next step, which is, Dungy clearly didn't want to repeat it in public. And I think the reason is that he would qualify it, as everybody knows Jim Irsay is a little wacky. And so, while Jim Irsay may believe that, that doesn't necessarily make it true. But now, Irsay and the Colts organization have a horrible mess on their hands because he is the boss, and his most important employee now thinks that that his boss doesn't think much of him. So this is not an easy one to clean up, and it'll be very interesting to see how it plays out going forward.
Hub Arc is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is hiring with flexible and predictable schedule options to enjoy while earning competitive pay. Apply today at Amazon.com/ChicagoJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. We haven't talked much in specific about the Bears, so we're going to do that with him next. Keep it here. You got the score.
Bears fans, so now that Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are coming back after the bye week, do they have a shot at a W against the Aaron Rodgerless Packers? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute. We're less than 100 days away from one of the world's great sporting events, the 23rd Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Unfortunately, no one is paying attention. Perhaps it's too early. That's what Olympic organizers will say, given that there are roughly 700,000 tickets still available. But I think it's more than that. I think it's about trust. Currently, the IOC is contemplating how to punish the Russian Federation for its systematic state-sponsored doping program. A banning of the Russian national anthem has been proposed, but I think that's too benign. No one will notice. And it won't change our distrust of those who dope. The only thing that will work is to ban their athletes from competing as Russian and force independent applications with strict testing requirements in order for them to compete. Sound harsh? Well, it should be. The Olympics are supposed to be about pure athleticism and national pride, not who can make the best undetectable steroid cocktail. I'm Tiki Barber.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy? Don't worry about it. Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg and the mortgage experts at Team Hochberg. According to CreditCard.com, American consumer debt has eclipsed $1 trillion. With the Fed's interest rate increases, American consumers are paying more every month in minimum credit card bills while damaging their credit scores. Home values continue to increase, and there is an outstanding chance you can refinance and eliminate your debt with Team Hochberg's Debt Elimination Program. David and the Team Hochberg mortgage experts will perform a free evaluation of your debt and mortgage to determine if they can eliminate your debt with a cash-out refinance. To participate in Team Hochberg's debt elimination program, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. The Team Hochberg debt elimination program has saved listeners tens of thousands of dollars, and David and Team Hochberg have helped thousands of score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C4358, NMLS 19186.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah. So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week, in the history of sports. Magic Johnson announced he was HIV positive and retired from the Lakers this week in 1991. This week in 1994, the Bulls beat the Charlotte Hornets when the United Center in Chicago opened. The Supersonics beat the Lakers when the Key Arena opened this week in 1995. Also this week in 95, Art Modell officially announced that the Cleveland Browns were moving to Baltimore. And this week in 1996, Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter was the unanimous choice of Rookie of the Year.
CBS Wednesday. In the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst...
It's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go! Go!
David Boreanaz stars...
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team. Wednesday. Only CBS.
Wings, Beer, Sports. Thursday night, join The Score's Jason Goff for the Tito's Talking Hoop Series with Bobby Portis from 7 to 8 at Old Town Poorhouse, 1419 North Wells in Chicago. Come get an inside look at the team, enjoy Tito's specials, great prizes, and meet Bobby Portis. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus, not getting better.
It does not. And we've got him today. You can have him tomorrow. Not you can have him, but you will have him. We're not like pushing him off on you.
So the Bears are emerging from the bye week, rested and ready to go. They made a minor roster move today, promoting Ben Broniker from the practice squad to take the place of Zach Miller, was officially placed on injured reserve. What do you expect to see, given that the Bears maybe are outperforming expectations and can still convince themselves they're trying to matter?
Well, I expect them to continue to get better on defense. I think that there is still room to grow, and I think you've got a lot of young players coming into their own and really gaining some confidence. Now, I was out of town for 48 hours in Green Bay last night to do the radio on that game. I don't know if we have any more clues on the Danny Trevathan mystery. If not, I think we'll find out tomorrow. I know John Fox promised to give us some idea on Wednesday what's been going on. I know you guys are familiar with the story, but Trevathan was not at practice last Tuesday and Wednesday before the Bears went on their four-day break for the bye. And he wasn't the only one, and Fox told us that, you know, we don't have to report this. There's different, you know, reasons, nothing to worry about. Then on Monday, yesterday, he again told the media, nothing until Wednesday. I hope everything's okay. You know, he's playing great football. If there is some issue that would keep him off the field, that would be a serious situation for the defense to deal with. But assuming that everybody's ready to go, I look for the defense to keep getting better. And you look at the schedule, there's really only one game in Philadelphia that you would say might not be winnable. So the question becomes, what more are we going to see on offense? You know, can Dontrell Inman make a difference? Can the offensive line get healthy? Is the offensive line healthy? They finished their last game without Cody Whitehair and Kyle Long. So we need to get answers to those questions tomorrow and Thursday before the Packers get here Sunday. But if that's all positive, and it would be nice for a change on the injury front if the Bears got some positive news, I think they're an improving football team, and they're going to be fun to watch the second half of the season.
Let's stay on the offensive side of the ball. These last eight games, what do you need to see out of Tariq Cohen and Dowell Loggins' usage of Tariq Cohen to kind of maximize the weapon that we thought was there in the first three games of the season?
You know, Jason, I think there's too much focus on that, to be honest with you. Tariq Cohen's an exciting young player, but the offense shouldn't be built around Tariq Cohen. The offense should be built around Mitch Trubisky and Jordan Howard, maybe not in that order. And so to answer a different question, but it's really my answer to your question, is it's more what do we need to see out of Dowell Loggins? He's got eight more games to convince us that he's the guy who can not only develop a quarterback but can develop an offense, to give an offense an identity, to have a scheme that you rely on, to have something that you build confidence on that you know you can go to in big games. And so this is an issue. I think we've talked about this a few times. I don't like to jump on play calling because it's a hard thing, and almost all of us have never done it. And by the way, you know, it's 50-50 every time you call a play. It's not like there's ever a right answer. But what you do have to do is develop an identity for your offense. There have to be some go-to plays or at least go-to schemes, and we're not seeing that from Loggins. I mean, we get something different every week, and what we still aren't getting is taking advantage of his greatest strengths, which is moving Trubisky around a little bit. Let him get in the shotgun some more. Let Jordan Howard run out of both the pro set under center and the shotgun. And those are the things I want to see, because if that starts to work, then Tariq Cohen becomes a dynamic weapon. But right now, defenses are stacking for him because they don't really have anything else to fear.
What do you think is going to be the adjustment to the awareness that the Bears' defense is good and how teams may try to attack them a little bit differently rather than a traditional run first, then pass? Because now an offensive coordinator is like, oh, okay, I might have to work a little harder than I might otherwise have thought going up against this team that now has somewhat of a reputation.
Yeah, they're playing good against both the run and the pass, but damn, they've been almost shut down against the run, and that's because they're doing so good in that 30 front with gap integrity and the ability of every one of those four guys, even five before Robinson Harrison got hurt, to take on two blocks and stay in their gap. And so knowing that the run is a tougher putt, teams are probably going to come out throwing a little bit more earlier. They're probably going to try and isolate the corners in more one-on-one situations. They've done a nice job of mixing their zones and their man coverage. You've got all three corners playing at a high level, obviously Fuller above the other two, Kamara and Cooper. But I think that the adjustment will be to try and attack them early with the pass, maybe get some chunk plays. That pays two dividends. One, it slows down the great pressure they're getting up front. It forces you to drop those backers a little bit more, which is already two. And then a third dividend, which is it keeps the Bears' ground game off the field.
There was apparently a report that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick could be on the outs, and he called it fake news in a press conference today. Bill Belichick did. You talked about Sean Payton and Drew Brees. Are there other budding head coach, young quarterback relationships other than Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz that we should be looking at getting ready to be together for a long time?
Rams.
Well, it's a really small sample size, but Sean McVay and Jared Goff is looking pretty good. You know, we've only got 8 weeks, at least with Wentz, you've got a year and a half. I think the most interesting, well, obviously Deshaun Watson, but now we got to wait and see what happens. He and Bill O'Brien could have something special. The other remaining most interesting one to me is Marcus Mariota, because he has been somewhat disappointing in the first half. That team is still in first place and in control of the division. If he comes on in the second half and plays the way he was the second half of last year prior to breaking his leg, that could be interesting. But I don't see Mike Mularkey as a coach. You know, he's got a great reputation of working with quarterbacks. So I don't know that we'll ever see anything again like Belichick and Brady. And I don't know where that report would come from. I heard Brady just last night continuing to sing Belichick's praises. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we get all kinds of reports. I mean, it is being reported that the 49ers, before they inquired about Garoppolo, inquired about Brady. And allegedly, the response was Belichick said, not in a million years. And so, I'm not sure where there would be a difference between Brady and Belichick right now.
Hub, as always, we appreciate it, and we look forward to talking with you tomorrow when we will have about 6 minutes of Frank from Oak Park's opening call. And then whatever.
Try to answer the first yes. question that he asked, Hub. Don't worry about the next three.
And then whatever's left in the segment after that.
You know what would be fun, guys? We ought to put Frank on a clock. We ought to say, Frank, we love you. You're Helen Wagger, but you only get 60 seconds.
I don't think Frank would be able to operate inside those constraints. I don't think that's going to happen, Hub.
Let's challenge him. Okay.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Hub.
That coming up after Hub update.
Yes.
I have been looking forward to this all damn day.
What?
It's on.
Yes.
And you have to. You have to adhere to the directions given to you by me, Nick, and Chris Tannehill in this It's On segment.
Is this an ambush?
No, it's not an ambush, brother. We just been waiting for it all day. You got some homework.
Oh, I know what this is. And no, I'm not.
Schuster, go ahead and get the update.
Scoreboard update.
Fair enough. It's 5:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. The baseball community lost one of its best pitchers of his era as Roy Halladay passed away today in a plane crash in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast. Halladay pitched 16 years in the bigs for both the Blue Jays and the Phillies. He was a perennial leader in innings pitch, complete games, and other stats. He also amassed 203 career victories, was an 8-time All-Star, a 2-time Cy Young Award winner, and pitched both a no-hitter and a perfect game in the same season. Halladay was just 40 years old. Pro basketball, it's the Bulls and the Raptors coming up in just a little bit up in Toronto. Bobby Portis making his season debut. Also in the NBA today, the Phoenix Suns dealt guard Eric Bledsoe to Milwaukee for center Greg Monroe and protected first and second round picks. And hockey, Joel Quenneville shaking up his lines again with his top line now consisting of Kane, Taze, and Sharp. Come out to the Jewel Osco tomorrow at 424 West Division in Chicago. Get ready for the Bears game with 670 The Score and Miller Lite. Join Dan and Barry Rosner for a live broadcast from 1 to 6 and enter to win Bears tickets against the Packers. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite Hold True. This scoreboard update brought to you by Staples. Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products, all designed to impress clients. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. It ends on December 2nd. I'm David Schuster, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago's sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
Oh, no, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
It was about a couple of weeks ago that Dan revealed to the crew and to the audience that
Let Dan go first. Oh. Dan, what are you watching tonight, Dan?
My bad, Tanny. Yeah.
I'm not watching what you're going to tell me to watch because I'm not interested.
What are you watching tonight, then?
I'm probably going to have Bulls Raptors on. I've got a meeting, and then when I get home...
Worst decision ever.
Who cares?
Woo! There it is, ladies and gentlemen. He revealed to us a couple of weeks ago that he had never, ever seen, taken in, consumed any of the activity by one of the greatest entertainers in sports entertainment history.
It's not sports.
Ric Flair. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from 9 to 10:30 Central Standard Time, the 30 for 30. Ric Flair on ESPN. Richard Deitch says it's one of the best 30 for 30s that has ever been done. Says, what's always interesting about professional wrestlers and particularly stars of the 80s and 90s is where the distinction lies, if any, between the in-ring character and the real man. David Shoemaker is the person that we can credit with the outstanding work that we are going to take in this evening as a team. The theme is at the crux of an outstanding ESPN Films 30 for 30 documentary on Flair that debuts tonight. Nature Boy is titled after the character Flair portrayed in the ring over multiple decades in sports entertainment, a Rolex-wearing, diamond ring-wearing, kiss-stealing, wheeling-dealing, limousine-riding, jet-flying son of a gun. Rick said he could never live with being a man. That is the conundrum that is Ric Flair. That is what Ric Flair is about. The man versus a man. I know I'm going to be watching it. I know Nick Shepkowski's going to be watching it. I know Chris Tannehill's going to be watching it. Damn it. Everyone that tweeted me today and said, make sure that Dan understands what he has to do tonight to fulfill his obligation as a sports radio host to his fan base is watch The Nature Boy, Ric Flair's 30 for 30 this evening. Dan?
Would it really mean that much to people?
You're damn right it would. Everybody tweeted me. I actually wanted to tell people, stop tweeting me. I'm going to drop this on them at 5:30. Everyone tweeted me. People have been texting the show throughout the day because they could not believe that you had never taken in anything involving Ric Flair.
I haven't.
You lived in the South for 4 years of your life. 3.5 years of your life. I don't know if you graduated early, whatever it is.
5 years.
5 years of your life. Come on. And Carolina at that.
Is he from Carolina?
He lives in Raleigh.
Whether you like it or don't like it, sit down and look at it because it's the best going today. Woo!
He's the beast.
It's not Eloy, man.
It is.
I don't know if you're going to watch it. I'm not making you watch it. You're a grown-ass man.
If it's a well-made documentary, maybe I could look at it differently going into it knowing nothing about him. I'll get more out of it, but I won't be able to say, ooh, that was the time that this happened, or this was the time that happened.
Nothing is going to top the you for me for the 30 for 30s. The you, I think, was at the top. Rand University with Randy Moss was terrific as well. The one that they did on Carter High, the other team in Friday Night Lights. Did you see Friday Night Lights?
I saw the movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the movie. Yeah. The Carter
Dallas
High.
Carter,
the,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Dallas
right.
Carter.
Permian was the,
yeah,
was the main
yeah.
one.
And then the brothers in all red, right. And
yeah,
the bigger team.
Yeah.
They actually did the 30 for 30 on them, which was outstanding. That team had a group of kids who went on a robbing spree, just sticking up corner stores, banks, whatever you wanted, because they knew they can get away with it. Yeah, so these 30 for 30s have been well done. You
why
know?
Are they called 30? What is the meaning of the term 30 for 30?
I think there was supposed to be 30 short films.
I think it was ESPN's 30th anniversary. They did 30 short films for the year, so it started as
one
a series.
And oh, then it okay. Kind of picked up so on. Now it's just a brand of
was,
a documentary.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have to watch it, Danny.
One that I loved was the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird one.
I don't know if that was a 30 for 30. I think that was a standalone. I know what you're talking. You're talking about the HBO one, right? HBO did
that was
one.
HBO.
Yeah, did HBO. One years
great
ago.
One. Yeah, that might have been HBO.
Yeah. No, they've done some awesome work. I can't believe you didn't say the U. The U was fantastic.
Because they always put one of the big ones after the Heisman ceremony. Each
right,
year.
Right.
So like the U was that one
they
year.
Did part
the
two
SMU,
of the, U?
The Southern Methodist one.
Yes.
Pony Excess. That one was awesome. Like I love the ones that are
Fab Five.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Fab Five, of course.
They've done great work, and they've outsourced the work. That's why the work's been great, to be honest with you. They go get directors who actually were either living through that time or involved in the story somehow. The Catholics versus Convicts one was terrific, too.
And
the
did
one,
you like it that much?
I did, because
I didn't find myself, like, the T-shirt and the story was cool in
you
itself,
you were
but
get
I,
more
didn't,
of the game?
I didn't care about the guy as much.
You thought you were going to get more of the game? I did too, but by the time I realized I wasn't going to get it, I just thought it was It was an outstanding exhibition in IGBTW. It was like from start to finish. This dude was breaking all kind of trademarking laws and nothing happened
invested
to him.
Invested in thousands of sunglasses that didn't sell for squat.
It was crazy.
A good suggestion that everybody remembers me talking about the one that was done on the Soviet hockey team. The Miracle on Ice from their perspective.
I didn't see.
That one's awesome. Yeah,
that's Fedorov. I mean, it's even my wife got
Fetisov. Wasn't
it? Yeah.
Fedorov's former Red Wing, right?
Vladimir Fetisov, is that his name?
What was Slava.
It? Slava Fetisov?
Or Slava Kozlov. I forget which
I
one.
I think you're right. I think it is Vyacheslav. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to see that.
That was amazing. Oh,
Benjamin Wilson was terrific as well.
All right, I will
watch a little bit of it.
I will record it for sure.
What is that?
Because I don't know exactly what timing is going to be with hockey practice tonight.
It's down at 10:30. Stay up a little bit later, and you know.
Well, I know, but hockey isn't over until 9:20, and then I got to run him through a drive.
Teach the kid about Ric Flair.
I wonder if the kids will be talking about it tonight. I wonder if it trends, you know.
Twitter? Twitter's going to go stupid.
No. Okay. The hockey kids, they're going to be talking about the doc also, even hockey though it's kids, out of the age the range.
Do your kids watch wrestling?
Zero.
Do the kids around and watch wrestling?
Zero.
Do they know what they're missing?
Well, wrestling,
or
is
what
kinda...
they missed in the '90s.
You know what? In Rocky III, he was asking me about the Thunderlip scene. I had to explain to him the whole Hulk Hogan phenomenon, and because that was really all I knew about Hulk Hogan.
We know you live in a Hulk Hogan denier household. We know that, Dan. Already.
That was one of the biggest stars in American pop culture. Forget just wrestling; like Hulk Hogan was selling everything, and then the video happened. But he owns, didn't he pretty much own Gawker?
Yeah,
now?
I think he pretty much put them out. Yeah. Your checks go to me now.
One of the worst amateur videos of all time.
We're going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes. He is
at Twin
out
Peaks
today,
in Warrenville.
Right? Twin Peaks in Warrenville. Lance Briggs is going to be joining him for the Miller Lite Top
I know
draft
Lawrence
show
is going to watch it when he gets home.
Oh, well, yes. He's a wrestling degenerate. Of course he is.
Well, you're a sports degenerate. Kinda. Wrestling is kind of sports.
Kinda. But
what? It's more sports than college basketball. We'll talk to Lawrence
next. The underrated light of the day.
We'll talk to Lawrence next right here on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
Holidays are going to be on you before you know it, so you want to make sure that you get the gifts taken care of, and you don't want to be slogging around at the mall and in crowds and in lines, and that's why you're going to take advantage of this unbelievable deal from Omaha Steaks. And I know it's been well enjoyed in our house, where the kids started looking at the calendar, and both kids said, "Are you getting that Omaha Steaks package again this year?" And I said, "I think so." They said, "Well, when is it coming?" I said, "I think soon." And they're already trying to decide who gets to eat what. And when you look at the amount of food and hear the amount of food that you are going to get in this $49.99 family gift pack, and you think, "Oh, it's a lot of money." No, because it's 75% off for the family gift pack. And you get this by going to omahasteaks.com and entering Dan B in the search bar. And it should redirect you right to the family gift pack. And you know what you get, the quality from Omaha Steaks. And you say, "All right, well, for $49.99, what am I getting?" Here's what you're getting. All of this. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 additional kielbasas free. Every bit of that. And it's just $49.99. And to get that, and you should get this, go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar, and you will get a 75% savings. Do this. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now, well, it's all, "Sorry, man, I've got plans," or, "Oh, I'd love to, but got another date that night," so, yeah, nice work, It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be re-sodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, we make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call It's Just Lunch at 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate. Yes. So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app. CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watched a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me?
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, it's a good week to evaluate where you're at with your career. Scorpio, if you're single, you could spark up something new this week. Put yourself out there. Sagittarius, you may be the force that inspires your whole group to something amazing this week. Capricorn, avoid listening or spreading gossip. It'll come around to bite you this week. Aquarius, there's a fine line between pleasing people and annoying them. Tread lightly. Pisces, love is heavy in the air this week. Wherever you're at with your significant other gets kicked up a notch. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
600. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I had a couple guys on the Bears team that went to the Super Bowl reach out to me today and say, hey, when you talk with Ric Flair, remind him that he hung out with us before we went.
I did. I should be hanging out with him again. I came in for the game against the Saints in the playoffs. We didn't go to the Super Bowl, but I had a great time with those guys, and they put all my stuff up on the Videotron. It was a great experience. I had a lot of fun and hung out with those guys all night. I got to be good friends with a couple of them. Relationships like that stay on forever. So it was really nice. And a lot of respect, once again, for the cross-demographic appeal of wrestling and other athletes. And us, for them, is very nice to experience.
Yeah. You know, Lawrence gets wrestling legends on his show at the drop of a dime. He's got those connects. I'm sure he'll be watching tonight.
This segment is brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape transition, presented by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Hi.
What's up, Lawrence? You watching tonight after the show?
Yeah, I got the DVR set. I'm looking forward to seeing it, and as kind of leading up to it, there, when I had Jim Ross in studio a couple weeks ago, we spent a lot of time talking about Ric Flair, so I'm going to play a portion of that coming up on the show tonight, but I'm really excited. Like, this is, there are a couple of the 30 for 30s that I've been excited to see. Like, the first, the U one, mm-hmm. I was really excited about, and this one is right up there for me. Because Ric Flair is outside of The Rock, because I think The Rock is kind of in a different stratosphere now.
Yeah.
I think that the blending of wrestling with sports is so personified in Ric Flair that it's going to be fun. And I'm curious to see how they handle some of the issues with Hulk Hogan, because Hogan, while I think now they've probably buried the hatchet, Hogan played a big role in kind of keeping Ric Flair down, as weird as that sounds. So I'm curious on how that's going to go. Jim Ross told me that they had interviewed like 100 people for this, did sit downs with 100 people for it, and they're only going to use, I think, 33. Like they had so much stuff that they had to leave on the cutting room floor because of all the great stories that go along with Ric Flair and his career.
All right, I promise I will record it. I will try to watch some of it. These guys are
lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Look, here's the thing. A good documentary is a good documentary. I may not appreciate it. I certainly won't appreciate it on the level of people who are huge fans of his or fans of wrestling. But if it's well made, I will
enjoy it. I think you will. Plus, you know, I was talking to Brendan about it in the hallway just now. This is going to be some puff piece. Like they've talked to his ex-wives. They got down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, I'm not pulling a Terry on this. I forget it. They were in my backyard. I pulled the shades.
I know you wouldn't. I'd appreciate it. It's not your bag, so I can dig it. Yeah, I'm not going to make you watch it. I thought it was awesome that we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and all of a sudden, 30 for 30 has been in the making.
Everybody listens to this show and they respond accordingly.
They've been waiting for it.
I'm just so happy that he's alive because it looked like the 30 for 30 was going to premiere and it was going to be a funeral dirge. But when he went into that coma, a month ago? So the fact that he's able to be involved with it at this point in his premiere, I know that from people that I've talked to around the wrestling world, he's really excited about this because he, you know, like teams ask him to come in. They ask him to speak before games. There's such a connection between athletic swag of this generation of player and Ric Flair. The connections, I mean, we've seen it in the locker room this season with teams saying, give me two claps and a Ric Flair. You know, I mean, it's that sort of thing that
Pusha T brought him back into relevance for a lot of young hip hop fans who didn't know with the, you know, the Ric Flair references on Kanye's album. I mean, He's going to stay alive a lot long. Well, his legacy will stay alive a lot longer than he will. But like you said, it's good that he could still see it and see people kind of, you know, celebrate him a little bit tonight.
So we're going to spend some time doing that tonight. We're also, strangely enough, I think the first half hour of my show is going to be turned over to Packers fans because
why is that?
Yeah.
Oh, because of last night. Yeah.
There's some bad football going on in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And with every minute I watched that game, I was like, the Bears are going to win Sunday. I have a lot of confidence in them beating the Brett Hundley-led Green Bay Packers.
It's the first time that they've been favored in 9 years against the Green Bay Packers.
They should be favored in this game, Jay, because Hundley, he can't see down the field. Did you see the still of the wide-open Jordy Nelson?
Yeah.
That he looked right past.
And
when you start looking at what he did in college, and I was a Brett Hundley fan in college, but one of the things that always bothered me.
He was a gunslinger in college, right? Wasn't he more of a chuck it deep kind of guy?
Well, he held the ball a long time.
There were some Cutler comps, I thought.
No, I mean, with Hundley, he took a lot of sacks instead of taking chances. And that's the weird thing, because you look at that body and you see what he did in high school and you're like, oh, well, there's an athletic quarterback that can maybe make some things happen with his feet. It's not to say that he's unathletic, but he's maybe not as athletic as people thought. And when I was talking about the computer with Mike Glennon, it's the same thing with Brett Hundley, where it's just a tick slow, and a tick slow in the NFL gets you killed. So I think that they're in real trouble. And the way that Mike McCarthy scoffed at the idea when it was brought up about Colin Kaepernick, I've been tweeting with Packers fans now that are sitting there going, why wouldn't they want to bring in Kaepernick? And I know the system is really complicated and he can't pick it up and all this stuff. But you're going to send Brett Hundley, who fully understands your system and just might be trash.
Yeah.
You'd rather roll dice with him. I think that this has really shown a weakness of organization. Like, it's letting you know how important Aaron Rodgers is to everything that happens in that organization. So we'll discuss that. I heard you guys talking about Derek Carr. I want to spend a little time on that because it's hard for me to believe that the dude that when he signed his big contract was talking about helping to rebuild Haiti is a racist. I got a real issue with Miko on that. So I run that past Lance.
He said helping to rebuild Hades. That's what it was. It wasn't Haiti.
Yeah, Lawrence is out. Sorry, Lawrence. Sorry. He's been on it all week. Sorry about that. He's out of Twin Peaks at Warrenville. Go visit Lawrence and don't ever let Dan tell a joke at the end of Transition again. All right, we want to thank you for listening. No, you don't get to do that. Want to thank you for listening.
Previewing my evening.
And texting and calling. You're not going to watch. Want to thank our video coordinator, Brian Gertz.
Last year, I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
My God.
Yeah, he owes Daryl Dawkins some money.
Poetry, I tell you.
Yeah, it's Daryl Dawkins.
You want to start talking about the people who owe brothers money?
Well, I'm going to say, you make fun of Elvis? Or,
well, we should make fun of Elvis.
I'm just saying, he was a hero to most, but...
That's enough.
Hey, Chocolate Thunder deserves props for that whole thing. Glass fly, aerobazine, crying.
But it's not the same thing, though.
Take shake of the baby maker.
See, that's enough. It is, as he trails off. All right, EP, Nick Shepkowski.
As I walked out of New York City today, every woman within 100 yards was hollering, "Here comes the boss." And Bruce Springsteen was nowhere to be seen. Bruce Springsteen, if you can follow my act in New York, then you will be the boss.
And every sports writer in the city just lit torches in this, and they're headed to North Carolina.
Every sports writer over 40, mandatory, has to love Springsteen.
Oh, dude, they have to. And, of course, the Sultan of Sound, the man, the myth, the legend, the audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Good hustle and second effort work by Zettel, who leads the Lions in sacks.
We also, our guests, Adam Kramer, Matt Miller, Brian Billick, Hub Arkish. Thank you.
I like to lead the lion in sex. All right, for Chris and for Shep and for Brian and Dan B, who's going to enjoy his 30 for 30 tonight, I'm Jason Goff. Go visit my man Lawrence Holmes out there in Warrenville at Twin Peaks. We thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
We're done here.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
There's not only a shortage of good quarterbacks in the NFL, there's a shortage of good enough everything in the NFL.
The number of truly difference-making people is so small that the rest of it just appears average.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Survivor Wednesday. There are heroes.
I am an ocean rescue lifeguard. I live, eat, breathe the ocean. I'm pretty much made for Survivor.
Healers.
I'm a probation officer. My job is rehabilitation. But when it comes to Survivor, you can't believe anybody.
And hustlers.
I'm a personal assistant. I was meant to be on this hustler tribe because in everything I do, I have to win.
But who has what it takes to become the ultimate survivor? New Survivor. Heroes, Healers, and Hustlers. CBS Wednesday.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I know. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win 4 or 5 games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food.